Hello and welcome to episode 203 of Sprinkles and Geek. I'm back.
Remember.
This is our week of geek. This week we bring you our review of The Dark Tower, our review of Hacksaw Ridge, and we're going to talk about Disney and Netflix.
Yeah.
All right, so as always, we bring you our spoiler-free review, and then a little later in the episode, we bring you our spoiler-filled review of anything that's in the theaters. This week we went and saw Dark Tower. I've never read the books.
Well, you attempted to read the books a long-ass time ago. I read the book, the first one, a long-ass time ago, so we're essentially both in the same way of coming out fresh.
So completely fresh.
The movie that is hated by everyone who is everyone, apparently, even if people who haven't read the books but know that all the book readers are always right, as Game of Thrones has always taught us.
No.
No.
The movie's always better. Mm-hmm. Have you read Lord of the Rings?
Oh, God.
Dude. Read The Hobbit, and I was like, this thing is a pile of shit. Granted, the movie's not much better, but, it's really bad.
The simple way about it is that movies have to be, they have to be short, they have to be sweet, they have to be to the point, and they can't really, meander a lot.
Right.
Which, I had this discussion with, TK when we're out hiking about, Ready Player One. I was like, I'm okay if it's not like the book. I'm like, I don't want it to be. Be its own thing, take the property, have fun with it, make it make sense in this genre,
right.
In this medium. But yeah, apparently we're wrong.
Well, it's just like comics and people don't understand
wrong,
that.
Wrong.
Mediums are different. They're different.
No, they're apparently not.
So, story of a tower in the middle of the universe that protects worlds. Yep.
Yep.
And there's a man in black. Matthew McConaughey wants to destroy the tower to bring darkness to said worlds.
Hey, listen. Hold off. I was going to say something, but I'm like, I'm going to tell you off mic because it just does not... It's not... No. No.
All right.
Yeah. Got it.
Are you talking about Idris Elba's Dark Tower?
No, but that actually is a good one. Oh my God. That's why he's so connected to it.
Idris Elba is a gunslinger, the last of the gunslingers. This is all in the trailer, so we're not ruining anything.
Nope.
And they fight.
Yep, and there's a kid.
But he's not... We don't get a lot from him in the trailers.
No.
So we don't know his importance. So Idris Elba is fighting the devil, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we both are pretty on point of saying, I liked it. It was fun.
I enjoyed the movie.
I was saying his devil part, but
dude, I love McConaughey as a villain because he doesn't change. He's still the same character pretty much, but he just hits a right note.
Well, he walks with bravado, and he walks with
he's
just confidence.
So charismatic.
Yeah, and he's like, you want to like me?
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter if you like me or not because you're still dead, so it's okay. And you're like, yes, sir.
Yeah, he's so charismatic that it works, and you're just like, God damn it, I want to hate you, but I kind of can't.
Yeah, bravo. Movie-wise, it's a perfectly serviceable movie. It is good. Not great. Far from terrible. The vitriol I've seen from people.
Way too much.
Which, again, we joked about it before, is because there are seven books over a long period of time, and there was a long lull where they were expecting this to be a continuation, they're expecting this to be a series, all of these other things, which never happened, and this is the movie they get, which essentially... In my perspective, it looks like they distilled the seven books into one movie, chop-chopped it a lot, obviously, but made it make sense. And we talk about it that, it explains itself well enough that you don't need to know the mysticism, which maybe that's why they're pissed, is that I can't be in this, secret place that only I know what they're talking about, but everyone understands. You and I both walked out going, okay, this is what they're doing.
Yeah.
This is their reason. These are the methods they're using. And these are what each of these, this is what McConaughey stands for. This is what Gunslinger stands for. And everything in between. There wasn't a lot of
I did not
questions.
Leave it confused going, did I miss a whole bunch in the book?
Yeah.
That they talk about in the movie or vice versa?
I think it does the movie is a trailer for the book. It makes me actually want to read more into it because I want to know more about gunslingers.
Kinda.
Which, that's the way I came out of it. I'm like, I actually want to go back and read it because I did like the way the gunslinger sounds and I love the way they kind of portray him. I'm like, I want to know more about this world. I want to look... That's what the movie's doing to me. Muggle-wise, unfortunately, didn't do nearly as well in the theaters, which...
Yeah, I'm not sure why, but I kind of am in the same boat where I'm going to tell people to skip it in the theater,
yep.
But still see it because, it's... I thought it was fine. I didn't think it was horrible. I didn't think it insulted my intelligence or all the other things that I see the hatred for this movie getting.
It's, again, it's probably not the movie they wanted, but at the same time, we talk about those comics all the time. Yeah. You can't do the movie that you guys want because it's not going to be appealing to muggles, mind you. This one still didn't, but I still am right there with you. Is that I think this will be perfectly at home once it goes on Netflix, once it goes on HBO Go, that kind of stuff like that. It's a fun movie, and it makes sense, and by the end of it, I knew what was going on. I didn't feel confused.
Right.
If anything, I felt more intrigued. I wanted to know more.
Yeah, and I was, yeah, exactly. I wasn't angry. I enjoyed the ride that I went on. It's kind of short, but whatever.
The Genshin was fun, which is what I was hoping for. Some
yeah,
gunshots.
There was a lot of things where I was like, well, that can't happen, but
it's okay.
I'm okay with that.
Exactly.
All right, so we both say skip in the theaters, but still see the movie.
Yeah.
If you want to hang around a little bit later, we'll give you our spoiler-filled review of The Dark Tower. But now we're going to move to our review of our streaming movie, which was Hacksaw Ridge.
Yes, this is one of those movies we wanted to see in the theaters.
Yes.
But did not get to.
Kind of sad that we didn't see in the theater.
I am too, because war movies always.
Yeah.
Even with, well, I don't know if you'd agree on Dunkirk, but I like war movies always. I feel like they are better portrayed in theaters for sound and everything.
This is what I wanted Dunkirk to be, a war movie. I didn't feel Dunkirk was a war movie.
See, it's funny because I actually almost feel like Hacksaw Ridge is more of a love story. With a war movie ending.
Well, I mean, Braveheart is a love story.
Yeah.
With war in it. But it is a love story.
I didn't realize Mel Gibson directed this.
Yeah.
But yeah, that it kind of makes more sense. Because, again, like, for the first, what, I would say two-thirds of the movie is literally about the growing of...
Probably at least the first half is him and his relationship, and then him in training camp, and him being like, I don't want... No guns.
Basically, you establishing him as a person so that you can appreciate what he does later on.
And you find out why he's so anti-gun a little later.
Yeah.
The war scenes were brutal.
There is only one exception to the entire movie that really bugged me. And that was the one point where the guy who's the machismo super badass picks up or is going up and he's carrying, like, I think a machine gun or something in one hand and decides to... Looks over, sees a dead guy, a torso essentially, and goes, I can use this. Picks him up and then grabs him and then runs with the torso in hand, machine gun in other hand, as he blazes out other people. That part is the only part that bugged me, but I also got it spoiled for me that happens because some guy told me, he's like, Brian Snyder was watching it, and he's like, God.
Why'd that
God.
Bug you?
It just seemed out of place. It kind of dropped me out of it as, like, it didn't seem as realistic versus everything else there seems so realistic. But I can't see
but
a
you
guy...
you don't think?
A guy would grab a torso, be able to carry that, and grab a machine gun that's normally tripod-mounted and run and gun with it? No. It just... It seemed
the
out of place.
The adrenaline of war... It's flight or fly, like...
How about this? If it did happen... Holy fucking shit. The way it was portrayed, at least the way it came about, it just looked too much Rambo action.
Okay.
And less... And to me, it did a disservice to the rest of the movie, which, you're right, is absolutely brutal, really fucked up, but at the same time really made me feel like war.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one part that bugged me, but you're right in that it's... Fuck, dude.
Yeah. And you kind of think, well, obviously this is a Hollywood movie, and then... You know, you forget that this was a real story, and they interview the dudes later, and you're like, some dude went to war without a gun.
Yeah.
And went and saved these people without a gun. A lot of people.
It's like, I know one person who went to the war without a gun, but I don't think it was that. I think it was Vietnam. And conscious is an objector. He was a preacher. He was a chaplain. I think it was chaplain, yeah. And he would be out there with them. He's like, I saw many people die.
Yeah.
And he's like, but I'm like, that's... Takes balls, but at the same time, it like, you even have his wife, or future soon-to-be wife, everyone telling him to give up on this.
Right.
Just pick up a damn gun. And he's like, no, I can't. He's like, you wouldn't love me if I did that, because then who am I? I'm not a person who's going to stick to his convictions. The guy was about ready to go to court-martial and go to jail, essentially, for that.
Right.
Like, it's that idea that some people are like, well, that's fanaticism. And I'm like, at the same time, it's also resolve. I mean,
it's his belief structure. You can't make him believe differently from his belief structure.
But it's kind of nuts. Like, the idea that he not only, like, the idea that he still wanted to go to war, and the fact that he's like, I can't I can't stand idly by.
He voluntold for war.
Yep.
And was like, well, I'll go. I just don't want to kill anybody.
He's like, I'll be a medic. All right, cool. I'm like, even medics there, you see some of the other medics like shoot people and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But he's like, no, I won't. Bravo. Fuck. That whole scene where they're essentially trying to take a hill is intense. And the idea of it actually brought other movies, if you haven't seen, like Iwo Jima, like the Letters from Iwo Jima and Flags of Our Fathers. I've talked about it before. Like, those two movies I really freaking love. And they're both done by Clint Eastwood, and they're both done from these opposite sides of perspective. One's from Japanese and one's from the American people storming Iwo Jima. This is kind of one like, oh shit.
Right. It was one battle, which is what Dunkirk was, but there's a war here, which Dunkirk doesn't have.
Yeah.
I actually really liked everybody but Andrew Garfield.
Really?
He was so wooden to me, and so, like, his accent was so super thick.
Oh.
And granted, I know he's Southern, but, like, he didn't seem to change his facial structure to me, no matter what he was talking about.
Like, he didn't have expression?
Yeah, he was kind of... So, Teresa Palmer is the lookalike to Kristen Stewart, who has no emotion. I felt that he was the lookalike to Andrew Garfield, acting with Kristen Stewart, but Teresa Palmer had emotion. Like,
who's Teresa Palmer?
His girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
She actually had emotion, though.
Yeah, but she looks just like Kristen Stewart.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
But with emotion.
I didn't have that much problem with him, but, like, for the most part, the only one that kind of tore me out, and it wasn't because of his acting, it's because... It's Vince Vaughn.
It's Vince Vaughn.
It's Vince Vaughn in a war movie. Like, Vince Vaughn, I think, did actually a pretty good job.
In a war movie before.
I know about this. It's Vince Vaughn being Vince Vaughn in a war movie. And it bugs me because I know who he is, and I think that's the reason why it tore me out more than anything. Like, it's funny because, Jake Sully didn't bug me at all, but I saw him and I was like, oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people in it. It's good. I really did like it. And
the casting with Ghoul was perfect. Because I was like, yeah, you look like a ghoul.
Yep. I was watching it. I was watching it while Jackie was in the other room, because I know she doesn't like the gore and stuff like that. She's like, oh, it sounded like a lovely movie in the beginning. I'm like, yeah, it was a lovely movie in the beginning. You wouldn't have liked the ending. And by the ending, I was just like, just him, again, the pure fact that, like, how many people he put down, like, he dropped down through that, like... I don't know how that's humanly possible, but it happened. And that kind of blows my mind.
Well, he didn't care who he was saving.
Yeah, like, even trying to, like, that one, like, the Asian.
The guy's like, yeah, he sent some Japs down. They didn't make it. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
They did make it for a little while.
Yeah. It's one of those, like, he tried.
Yep.
And it was like, it's just a testament, I guess, that one of those testaments to, like, human spirit, I guess. Like, and just fortitude to go through something.
Then
you see the guy at the end, like, him being interviewed, because he's long since passed at that point.
I think he passed in 92 is what they said.
I thought it was later. I thought it was in the 2000s.
Maybe. But
I mean, like, just hearing him talk about it, I'm like, Jesus. Like, damn.
And then you had, some of his squad mates were there, too.
Yeah.
They interviewed them, and it's a fascinating story. And it was really good. I do recommend seeing it. It's on HBO Go right now. Hopefully it stays there for a little while.
Yeah, I definitely if you haven't recommend seen it as well.
Yeah, definitely watch Hacksaw Ridge. It was really good. So for this week's stream review, we're going to watch on Netflix. It's brought to you by Hammer.
It's going to be The Founder. Yes. We love Keaton, and we're about to watch Keaton be a complete douche, and I'm very excited for this one. Again, another movie we didn't get to see in theaters,
right,
which I actually think it's going to be fine not seeing it. I just really do want to see it. Basically, it's going to be talking about the person who didn't found McDonald's, but the person who bought McDonald's and then made it what it is.
And franchised it.
And it's funny, because my dad used to tell me this story all the time, actually. He was, I think, a milkshake salesman. And my dad used to tell me all the time, he's like, you never know what you have until someone else buys it and essentially sells it up. Because it's a very infamous story in, like, the food service industry. The guy's, like, cutthroat asshole.
Because they just had one stand.
Yep. And essentially, he came upon a concept of seeing fast food before it was fast food. They said, like, oh, he's like, oh, you ordered a burger. And you see this again.
And
this
he gets it in, like, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. He's like, oh.
Yeah. And it's funny because, again, I hear my dad's voice in my head telling me these stories. Like, yeah, I know he got the whole thing, got that hole back there. Like, dad, like, knew the story by heart kind of shit. So I'm like, oh, fuck. This is going to be really trippy. But yeah, can't we see Keaton on this? This is in Netflix, right?
Yep.
So again, if you want to join in, if you want to give us any suggestions, please make sure to like us, and share us always on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and on iTunes, because that's how you can listen to the reviews of the movies you send us through Battenhammer at gmail, battenhammer.com. I did that backwards.
It's okay. You kind of saved up.
Battenhammer.com. On Spreck and Z Geek, we are... Spreck and Z Geek on Facebook. Battenhammer on Twitter. You can find me. I'm at Kren Kalis on Twitter.
I'm at Taro Skippy. My allergies are at fuckraidersallergies.com.
Yes, seriously. We should actually own that, probably. And just put, like, sound bites as
just
sniffles.
Just me, like, sneezing and blowing my nose and coughing and just...
There's, I'm sure there's a fetish for it, man. We might make more clicks on that.
I know. If more people listen to me just sneezing than
clicks
listen to
sniffs.
The show.
Oh, that sounds weird.
All right, so we're going to get to this week's topic for Nerd News, and it looks like Disney is canceling their deal with Netflix by 2019 to start their own streaming website.
Which, I'm really... Yeah, okay, you go first.
Well, here's my problem. The... appeal of Netflix and Hulu is so you can have all your stuff in one location.
Yes.
Now everybody's pulling their shit from these locations to have their own things. It's going to end up costing you more money than it would to have cable.
Yeah. I agree with you completely. It's the idea, and this is something where people have talked about all the time. When you had, originally you had Netflix, which was one of the first streamings, I want to say, or the first one really to pioneer the model and make it popular. But you have one place where you can get everything you wanted. And then slowly and surely, everyone else is saying, well, it's like, oh, there's this brilliant business model. We should all do this.
Yeah.
But what they're doing is they're essentially making and siloing themselves off. So if you want this, you go to the CBS one. If you go to this one, you go to the Disney one. If you want this, you go to the Amazon one. If you go to the Netflix one, blah, 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 blah. And the thing about it is I don't think they realize that consumers are not idiots. That, like, and the reason why I'm saying they're not idiots is because... money talks.
Right.
And every time you subscribe to one of these services, you're paying a monthly bill. And the things that they... reason they,
as
like
opposed
you said,
to
they
paying
went there.
One monthly bill, you're paying multiple.
Yes, and it's going to stack up.
HBO was kind of the first that was like, well, we've always been a premium service on cable.
Yeah.
Now, if you just want us, and you don't want cable, you can do that with HBO Go. And then you still had Netflix and Hulu, so people were like, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But then you get...
Disney, which is going to be in there too.
ESPN, but they have their own thing. CBS is like, well, we're pulling our stuff, and we're going to have our own website. NBC's like, yeah, we're going to do the same thing. You don't always have to pay for them. Like, I think CBS you can pay for, or if you have cable, you get it free.
Yeah.
But then you're keeping your cable.
CBS doesn't do it, though. CBS you have to pay for.
I think you're going to be able to do it if you have cable.
So, then yay.
Because I want to watch Star Trek Discovery.
I do, too.
But I'm not paying them for one fucking thing.
Nope. And that's the thing is that people are, oh, we're going to get all this stuff. I'm like, you realize what people do is what they do with HBO. Look at HBO's habits. You have Game of Thrones, now Westworld. People essentially will sign up, watch and binge, and then unsubscribe.
And then
or they'll subscribe during the
resubscribe.
Series. And there's no penalties. That I feel like that does more of a disservice to you than you siloing it all off rather than people having getting a constant kickback. The other parts that worries me about it, honestly, and I didn't think about it until I think I was talking to the fanboy, is just now you have to figure out what is going to happen with those Defender series.
Nope. Netflix owns those. Yep.
Okay. But I mean, the idea is, like, I like how they're branching off into it, but they won't be able to do anything more. They'll essentially be, they're, like, you know, they're kind of expanding, and essentially hit walls, and then they'll just plateau.
Well, it's...
There it goes again. That was a very nice one. It's very pleasant.
God damn it. It's kind of a perfect opportunity for DC
to step in.
To step in and be like, huh, we probably couldn't charge for a WB or CW or whatever it is this week streaming service. But could we approach Netflix and be like, hey.
Yeah, I would be all for it. And if they did that and they roped that one, saying the Netflix ones are roped into... the TV, like, movie series, if they did that. If they didn't, I wouldn't give a shit either way. Just give me something good, and I'd be happy. But yeah, it sucks because I don't...
They just signed this deal recently.
My groan about it is that another streaming service.
Yep.
I don't need more.
No.
I need less. I like having just, like, again...
In fact, I have Amazon and Hulu, and I rarely go to... Or Netflix, Amazon, Hulu.
Yeah.
I never go to Amazon. Like, if I want a movie, my first thought is go to Netflix.
Yep.
If I want to watch a TV show that's live, then I go to Hulu.
Yep.
I rarely go to Amazon to watch anything.
Yep.
And I just forget, like, oh, yeah, it does have streaming stuff. But then I don't want to have to sit there and search for what I want to watch or scroll through a billion things. And I'm like, eh, fuck it.
Yeah, Amazon is, like, my third tier as well. Like, I go Netflix first, Hulu second, and then Amazon. If it's, and, like, usually Hulu is for TV series, like you're saying. Like, if I want to watch stuff that's, like, other stuff that's still live on TV or, yep. like, past episodes of stuff, like, again, if I want to watch Rick and Morty, I'm like, that's the place I go generally. If I want to watch any, like I also like their Handmaid's Tale is really fucking good. But, yeah, like, otherwise I'm like, I don't want more. I have the other ones because, again, just, like, with free cable. So I have them tangentially. Like, I pay for those anyways, but...
But Hulu was kind of... You balanced out Hulu and Netflix. So you're like, well, Netflix does movies, and then they have their own TV shows.
Yeah.
But they don't have a lot of the new TV shows. They have them a lot later, but they have a lot of movies and a lot of their own things. And then Hulu has TV shows, and they have their own things. But, like, you're like, okay, I've got TV shows and movies. I don't need anything else.
Well, and I mean, even then you saw a change when, like, Epix left. Epix, like, gave a lot of movies to Netflix. They left, they went to Hulu. So now, honestly, Netflix, which was built on movies, has movies. But honestly, I feel like they're known more now for their original series than anything.
Yeah, their movies are shit now.
Yeah, their movie, like, selection is really crap. Hulu has their movie selection now. And it has the newer TV series. Whereas Netflix, the reason... And it's good that they did their plan because now they have their original stuff. And if you want original shit, Netflix is the place to go because they have a fuck ton of it.
Which is odd.
Isn't it strange?
It's weird that Netflix is a TV network.
Yeah. I mean, Hulu essentially is too because they built their
own stuff.
They're
getting there. Maybe on the podcast, I really want to see that.
Well, that's on Amazon.
Right. But like... And see, that's another thing is you run into...
Have you seen this? No. Is it on TV? No. What streaming service? This one. Oh, well, shit.
Well, and you run into confusion that Man in the High Castle. My first thought was, it's on Hulu. Nope, yeah. It's on Amazon. Oh, that's right. Yep. Handmaid's Tale is on Amazon. No, it's on Hulu. God damn it. All right. Well, yep. What about The Tudors? Well, it was on Showtime. Now it's on...
Yep. And you can get it through Amazon if you do this weird little thing and you turn around and sweat. Oh, yeah. It's just... I'm disappointed because I thought it would be a less... I understand why they're doing it. I just don't agree with it. He has got so much, like, freaking tissue stuff up his nose. It's kind of ridiculous. But I've done that before. You ever used to do those ones where you have a bloody nose?
Like,
you just,
like,
jam it up? Yeah, you just jam it up there and just walk around. You're like, I don't give a shit.
Yep. Yeah, no, I'm not trying to impress you. You've seen me naked, yeah, so...
Unfortunately, I have. But yeah, I really... I'm sad because I know Disney's also one of those things where other people will follow. Mind you, other people have been doing that jump off ship anyways.
Right.
I see it as that expand and contract kind of thing. Everyone's going to rush for it, and then there's going to be a crash of no one subscribing, and then they're going to have to come back again.
Hopefully.
That's what I'm hoping to as well, because I hate having to switch multiple apps. And you have to understand, we're so lazy. You click one app, go there, and like, well, I could go through multiple apps. Do you know how many times that I've had to find a movie that I wanted to see, and I've gone through Netflix? I have a lot of streaming services. I have Netflix. I'm like, okay, not on there. Then I can go to Amazon. Nope, not on there. Go to Hulu. Not on there. Then I go to... And I skip Epix now because I know Epix is on Hulu. Then I go to HBO. Not on there. Go to Showtime. Not on there. Cinemax. Not on there. And then I'm like, well, fuck. I've stopped doing that shuffle now. And eventually, after like one or two of them, I'm like, I'm just going to go watch something on my
TV. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And a lot of these apps aren't available on... TVs.
Yeah. They're not ingrained, yeah.
They're not on Xbox and PlayStations right now.
Yep.
You have to approve the app through their service. Like,
because we watch it on so many damn services, and then you have all these different apps. It's so much of a pain in the ass. Yeah. And that's the problem. It's the thing, if you realize with anything, if you make something hard, people are just like, nope.
Yeah, like, I really like Netflix app. Which one is it that we can't stay?
Epix.
Is it Epix? That
yeah,
just
Epix
like
has just crashed. All the time.
Well, it crashes, but, like, you can't add anything to a queue.
Yeah.
If you do, you can't find your queue. Like, it's just weird. And I'm like, I don't understand why you don't just look at theirs and be like, make that, but with our logo.
Yeah. I'm like, please. Please. Also, I hate Hulu's new thing. It's so weird.
So weird.
So weird.
I had to. What we were going to watch something on Hulu. Fuck.
I know that.
We were watching something, and I literally had to type the entire name. as opposed to like the first two or three letters.
Yeah.
And it should have come up. I think we were Creed. I type in CR, and obviously everything, so I'm CRE. Something. CREE. And I'm like, Creed should be. No. CRED.
It's like, oh, that movie.
And then it was like the seventh one down, and I'm like, the fuck?
Oh, that's that part of what we talked about with Sony back in the day during the PS3 days when they did the cell processor because they wanted to be different. And I was like, you know what? Sometimes trying to pave your own pathway, especially when it comes to, like, you know, common... When there's a good pathway going along there, I'm like, you know...
But they've always been different.
Until, I mean, PS4 is basically back to standard.
Well, the reason PlayStation exists is because they were different.
Yeah.
Because...
PlayStation, Nintendo, back in the day.
Yeah, it was like, we can't put a disc on cartridge. And so they've always been different. So it didn't bother me. They just made it too complex for their people.
Well,
where, like, they had to make two games for the same game.
Well, they did that. They also had the thing with their TVs. Like, Sony used to be really pioneering on their technology. And then immediately, you know what happened? The people over in Korea and, like Samsung, LG, should be like, it's good shit.
Yeah.
They did it. Let's reverse engineer it, remake it, half the cost.
That's exactly what they've done. And Sony's not what they were. Like, I used to be a Sony TV whore. Like,
yeah.
That's all I would buy. And now they're, like, fourth or fifth on my list of things to buy. And I'm like, well, I can get the LG for $1,400. Or I can get the Sony
for
$2,700.
Yeah. And you're like,
why?
No.
Why aren't you guys competing?
And that's that point. I'm just like, ugh. The streaming thing all loops back into that. Because you can see it with a lot of different things going, like, fuck. It's them throwing everything else all with the TVs, too, as well. You had 3D... And HD, 4K, HDR. Just like, fuck.
Yeah, 3D, that was fun. All right, so that's it for this week's Nerd News. We're going to get to the pod question. And the pod question was brought to you by me, and I wanted to know, who would you like to see play Batman if Batfleck leaves? Josh LeGray said Matt Damon. He said it was a joke, but he never came back with another answer, so he gets Matt Damon.
Matt,
so
you can imagine. That would be so much fun.
Who are you? Matt Damon! Swear to Matt Damon!
You have to watch Team America now.
Yeah, I don't see Matt Damon as Batman, like, at all. Yeah. At all. Yeah. TK went with Joseph Gordon-Levitt just because. He's already kind of been
there. He's like, it'd break it all because of, like, you know, what you saw at the end with the Dark Knight trilogy.
And I would like him to be Batman Beyond, or...
Yeah.
I mean... Granted, Batman Beyond isn't called Batman Beyond, he's called Batman, but I don't know if I want him to be Bruce Wayne Batman. Who did you come up with?
I went with him as JGL Man. I want, and again, I'm the same way. I want to see him as Batman Beyond. I want him to see the successor to him.
Even have maybe Batfleck be around and just be Old Man Batfleck.
Just be broken. Like, seriously, have him be Old Man Batman. He can't do the shit because he's broken. I'm like, that's fine. Yeah. I would love that so much.
I don't know why they haven't done that. Everybody's you've done Batman so many times. You're right. Let's do Batman.
Jeremy Guinness.
The problem is, Batman Beyond's villains are shit.
How about this? They are, so, but you can mesh worlds.
That's what I'm thinking, is if you could bring some of Batman's villains in, like, they've overrun. Batman's villains are still young and spry.
Yeah.
Batman is old and beat up, and he's like, you gotta go take care of the Riddler. I can't do it. I can help you over the headset. That's all I got.
Yeah. He gets to be Oracle. I mean, again, I would fucking love that. And there's a very real possibility they could. Maybe not with JGL, but with someone.
Go back to Joseph, just because...
He's very prominent in a lot of...
Well, it would be confusing, where you're like, The Dark Knight trilogy doesn't work with the DCEU, but then we're going to bring somebody over that played that role over here.
Again, I would love to see it. I know it won't exist.
Yeah. I still am holding out for Batman Beyond storyline here somewhere, because he's going to be 50.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of old to be Batman.
Yeah.
He looks great and is in great shape, but...
How old is Hugh Jackman?
He's 40-something. He's in his late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah, because you can only be ripped for so long. Like, right. And mind you, Matt Damon hasn't... Or Matt Damon. See, I got it. Affleck hasn't been... I mean, he's been in really good shape for a long time, actually.
Yeah, but he hasn't been that big.
Ripped the entire time. But yeah, you're right. It's got to pass off. And I would love to see something new with Batman, and we haven't seen that in a theatrical sense.
Right, right.
What about you?
Check it. Clive Owen. Yeah, right? Right? I was like, I want somebody new that hasn't really done comic book movies. And I know he's done, you know, shoot 'em up and things.
It's because of Baby Driver, wasn't it?
But not even Baby Driver. He just, because I was...
Clive Owen, right? No, that wasn't Clive Owen. No, that was someone else.
That was John Hamm.
Yeah.
No, I was racking my brain trying to find somebody who hasn't been oversaturated in comic book movies. Fucking Ryan Reynolds has been in 5 different characters. 5 of them.
And he's made fun of a couple of them. And
dude, too many. Like, too so many. I wanted somebody different. And I don't know. And I was just going through my head. And I was coming through a lot of the same people of like, well, this person's been... And I was like, oh.
He's been in...
Clive Owen has kind of disappeared.
Yeah. Because, what was it? He was big for a while, too.
Yeah, he was in King Arthur.
He was in King Arthur. He was in the Last Man one, but the Children of Men or something.
He was in the movie with Denzel Washington, the bank robbery movie with Jodie Foster. I can't think of it right now, but that was so good.
Shoot 'em Up?
No, not Shoot
'em Up. He was in Shoot 'em Up.
He was in Shoot 'em Up.
He was also in that one...
was he in Smokin' Aces?
I don't know if he's Smokin' Aces, but he was in Sin City.
Yes.
And again, I could see him.
But
be,
again, like
again, I would actually like him because I like Clive Owen.
Yeah, I really like Clive Owen, and I think that would be a good one.
It's funny because actually afterwards I was thinking also John Hamm, just because it'd be fun. But I think John Hamm is too recognizable. But at the same time, Bad Affleck was that way. So
yeah.
The main reason is because I've seen him in Baby Driver, I got those two confused so much because I like Clive Owen's look. I think Clive Owen also has that gruff. He has that chiseled jaw. Oh, fuck, yeah, he'd be good.
Yeah, he'd be good really
pick.
Good.
Good pick. I like that.
Thank you. All right, so for this week's pod question, it's your turn, sir.
So I know that Game of Thrones is coming to the end.
Wiener.
Oh, my God. And I finally am catching up. But I know there's a whole shit ton of talk about spinoffs. Spinoffs are like crazy as shit. So I want you to tell me, of the Game of Thrones cast, living or dead, doesn't matter, who would you want to have a spinoff about? Doesn't have to be long, just, you know, just like, you know, I almost said like Theon. But, low blow, but it doesn't matter. But again, it doesn't matter if they're living, dead, or whoever, just who would you love to see a backstory about? Or a spinoff series about? I think that'd be fun, and I'd love to see what we'll come up with. I already know who my pick is.
I'm pretty sure I know who mine is.
So, I'm thinking, like, spinoff, which can be, that's general enough. It could be future or past, because we obviously know how things end.
Right.
So, yeah. Let us know.
Could be one of those in-between trilogy things.
Exactly.
Like before.
A Rogue One. Mm-hmm. It's okay,
buddy. Send your answers to bathammer@gmail.com, bathammer on Twitter, Sprinkins and Geek on Facebook. You reach me, I'm at Tartar Skippy.
I'm at Crunchy. This again, make sure as I skipped and slipped a little bit earlier and said, make sure to like us, love us, and share us. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, and on Stitcher. And we post a show every Monday morning, so you can listen through it the entire week.
Sometimes.
Except for the times when I'm going hiking and not die. But luckily, this man is very kind to me, and I was like, please, just want to come home and sleep.
No big deal.
Yeah. On that, if you do want to stay tuned, we're going to get into our spoiler-filled version of Dark Tower. On that...
Ladies and gentlemen, you will also listening to episode 203 of Sprinkins and Geek. So for Sprinkins and Geek, I'm Matt.
And I'm Hammer.
And brace your geeks.
Have a great week.
I don't know why I said geeks.
I don't know why too, but I just want to go with it.
Kind of only have one of them, but whatever.
Yeah, why not?
Fucking Jesus. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into our spoiler-free or spoiler-filled review of The Dark Tower. Now, I'm coming at this, obviously, like I said earlier, I didn't see the book, or I didn't read the books. I didn't see the books, I didn't read the movie.
I like that title.
I'm just going at it from just the movie itself, and I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't love it, I'm not enamored by it, but I didn't hate it, and I'm seeing a lot of, like I said, there was a lot of hate over this. Idris Elba is the last of the gunslingers, he's supposed to protect a tower that basically protects our world, his world, and many other worlds. They just don't know how many. The Man in Black, my Matthew McConaughey, wants to bring down the tower.
You say my Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I said my Matthew McConaughey. I was like.
I mean, he could be.
You wish.
I love that dude. Darkness to all the lands, and there's a boy from Earth who has the Shining.
Yeah. So there's apparently a bunch of Easter eggs, and I only picked out you picked out one that you think in the theme park looked like it said Pennywise.
Yeah, I think the theme park said Pennywise. I'm not 100% sure.
And the shine, like they say the shine all the time. Yeah. Like, you have the shine, you have the shine. And it was like, oh, the shining, because they talk about that. Then apparently there's a shit ton of Easter eggs. I really should have looked up a guide of Easter eggs before to see if we missed them. But, I mean, those are the only two that I could think of.
You read the books.
I read the first book and the first half of the second book over a decade ago.
Oh, okay. So you don't have
I'm pretty much coming with, like, eyes on cloud. but, yeah, like, the same thing, like, we said here, probably, and, like, again, probably, we said in the spoiler for you, but I'm still, like, it's an okay movie. It is not bad. It's not great.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. It doesn't deserve
hate. And I'm seeing hate for this thing, and I'm like...
The problem is people are coming into a movie
because they love the book.
Seven books over a decade of time.
Books into an hour and a half movie.
Yeah, and there was talks about them doing multiple movies. They were talking about them maybe made for TV movies, making a TV series that led into a movie. There was like so much talks. It's just been the idea of this getting this book, this movie off the ground has been, it's had a ton of failures.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that it exists, I'm like, you know what, it's a comprehensible movie over seven books. It's essentially more of a retelling, although some people have told me it's also kind of a continuation. Like, they haven't, the series, I guess, and the books haven't totally finished. Goodness. Apparently. I don't know. I haven't gone through again. I like them. They do say in the quote in the movie where it says, the Man in the Black wandered, I think it's, what is it, the Man in the Black fled to the desert and the gunslinger followed. Which is literally, like, I think that's the core concept where, like, Stephen King was like, I'm going to write a book about this. Like, he thought that line and was like, oh, that's going to be a whole entire thing about a book. And then built everything from there. So that's the whole idea, is that this movie turned it more on its head, where it's much more, and I saw people saying it's kind of a young adult novel. Like, basically making that YA kind of look, like we see with Hunger Games, Harry Potter, all those kinds of things. And it does really skew that, because I think you had to, because... There's so much mysticism and so much backstory between the gunslinger and the Man in Black. I didn't know his name was Walter. I didn't even get that, because that's not in the first book as far as I remember. And they really don't...
kind of a dumb name, but whatever. Yeah. Like, but there was enough there to figure out why the gunslinger hated the Man in Black.
Yep.
He killed everyone.
Yep.
In front of him.
Yeah, and the gunslinger has, like, they literally explain, he's like, well, he can avoid his magics. They're essentially like, you know, they're lawmen. You know that this guy's trying to destroy the universe. You don't need to know why, you just know he's going to.
Right.
And you know, there's people with skin things. They talk about the little tags. I think it did a lot of stuff to cleverly explain its logic. And then a few times it just blatantly said, well, oh, you've always been able to review, oh, like, you refuse my magic or something like that. So it just talks.
They explained it. There are a lot of times where, like, why does this person do this? And they don't give an answer.
Yeah.
It was a quick one line of, like, you're immune to me. Move on.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. Cool.
Like, it made it so that, again, we always talk about the Muggles. This movie was made for the Muggles.
That's what
I think it did a good job of taking a problem. Like, I can tell you, I've read the first book a decade ago, and I want to read it again, but it confused the fuck out of me. I was a young, like, maybe more than a decade ago. Shit. I read it a long fucking time ago.
And I think I started to try and read it in 8th grade. I think I made it, like, 4 pages into it, and I was like, this is over my head.
Yeah, it's so fucking confusing because it doesn't explain anything. This movie does the opposite. This movie explains everything and makes you understand. And yes, it does give you a happy ending where you're like, oh, okay, cool. You know, Man in Black's dead, got shot in the head. I did kind of like the little bullet and bullet kind of thing. I'm like, hey, it's like, fucked it.
But how cool would that have been if the final shot had been when they go into the Asian restaurant, there's a pullback and you see just this black figure from, like, chest down from behind, like, looking into the parlor where they just walked into.
Okay.
Like, possibly the Man in Black is still alive, or there's more Men in Black, or, yeah.
Well, that's the idea, is, like, I really kind of, I originally thought they were going to take this as a multiple movie thing. I think it's a standalone, and that's all it's ever going to be, and it didn't do that well.
No.
Which I partly want to say marketing, but, like, it grabbed you, which you knew nothing about it, really, except for the name, Stephen King, and Idris Elba, and Matthew McConaughey.
It was Idris Elba, Matthew McConaughey, and all the gun shit that they showed in the trailer. I was like, yes, and the gun shit was fun. Some of it was like, okay, but
it was fun.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I'm letting it happen, and that's A-okay by me.
Because essentially it's the idea of you create this, like, again, essentially, your gunslingers are your Jedis. Your gunslingers are your sheriffs. They're the people that kind of like the peacekeepers. They have kind of special powers. They don't really talk about it too much. In the book, they go really in depth. Like, the idea of him literally slowing his heart rate down, slowing and then slowly taking out all the different sounds to make that one shot. That's right, what he's doing.
He's meditating.
Yeah, but you don't need to know that.
No.
But the idea is
but that you see that already. You know, you see a scene of him, like, meditating before he kills somebody, basically.
The best way I can say it is
focusing.
Movie, yeah, focus. There's a lot of characters you don't really know. Like there's a Skins. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how much.
The super hot chick. I never got her name.
Yeah, the one that got burned on the side of the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. What about the Asian? The
Asian girl was the Aura.
Aura, yeah. I heard you literally. If there's an Asian that walks on screen, this guy beside me goes. Every time.
Not this every one, time.
Most every time. Yeah. She has to be a very attractive one, you find. Most
Which
of the time,
is
just
every
like,
time.
Yeah, you're like...
Oh. Yeah.
I heard it even this time, and I started chuckling. Immediately, she walked on. It's like, let me get Aura. She walks in, and you're like... Oh. I started laughing.
Because in another world, Asians exist. Like, yes. Come on. I enjoyed the movie. It's short, but not super short.
It feels like it takes you on a journey.
Yeah.
It does move it kind of... How about this? It's short, but it doesn't feel rushed. Except for the very end part, like, when it goes to kind of like, oh, happiness kind of ideas. Like, I would have liked maybe just a little bit more time, I guess. A little transition time.
Yeah, but what's he going to do? Like,
yeah,
he has to go back and the boy has nothing left.
I literally have no idea how to fix it. So that's why I'm like, it's okay. Again, the visuals of it are pretty cool. I'm sure there's some of the graphics, CGI-wise, like, you know, with the weird... The house demon thing, wood thing, looked kind of strange.
Yeah, and they didn't really explain that too much, other than, like, there's
it's
a guardian, and...
And he killed it.
Nobody's supposed to be able to get... Yeah, nobody's supposed to be able to get through it, and he got through it.
Yeah.
What the fuck, but...
You travel mid-world and back, he gets guns, you find out that his guns are essentially made up from a scallop. Like, he's like, oh, what is it? I almost said flat earthers. Because there's a joke almost I was making about flat earth.
Yeah.
But, like, he was like, oh, the Keystone Earth people is like, oh, yeah, they would have called it Excalibur. His guns are made from it. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. There you go. You got your Arthurian legend because they say Arthur-ish.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff. It was fun. I thought Matthew McConaughey was actually pretty fun as a villain.
I like Matthew McConaughey.
He kind of reminded me a bit of, you haven't seen Through Jessica Jones all the way, have you?
No, I haven't seen it at all.
You know who the Purple Man is, right? You've heard of him.
Ish.
His whole idea of how he can control people reminded me of the Purple Man, which obviously would be reverse order because Purple Man was probably inspired from this idea, minus the magic. But I liked how he did it. I was like, wow, you, that. I like it. He's like, everything's mine, dude. I don't give a fuck. And literally everything was his, and he didn't give a fuck.
No, he was, yeah. I liked him. But again, like I said in the spoiler-free, I'm still going to say skip it. There's not enough to see it in theater. But I would say see it. I don't see the big massive hate that this movie got.
I'm right there with you again, just the same way as I said it. I'm like, skip it. Because there's nothing you're missing out on, and it is perfectly well suited to be watching on your couch, which is not a disservice to a movie. It's just saying, this one you're not going to be sad if you missed. The acting's fun. The graphics are fun. The story is easy to follow.
The kid was horrible.
No. Again, you made a joke about him being like, doesn't he look like a young Theon?
Dude, he looked just like Theon. And I was like,
Dickless Wonger. Oh, Wonger. Wonger.
Dickon?
Dickoff. Oh my god. Rickoff.
No, Dickon. Because the dude's name was Dickon.
I know, but I saw the whole damn thing. I'm sorry, it's bad. It was a bad Rick and Morty joke. Sorry. But yeah, that's really all I have to say. There wasn't too much to spoil for it, honestly. Kid doesn't die. I like the whole kids being used as, like, basically just little screaming
batteries. Yeah.
Fucked up. I was like, bravo!
And he's farming the kids, it looks like. He just kidnaps them and puts them in this concentration camp.
Until he gets enough of them.
And then, it seems that certain ones got picked each day or whatever, because their wristbands would beep, and those ones would go.
Yeah, and it looks like he's basically farming, like, because I was trying to figure out if the kids were real, like, if some of them were fake plants, because I thought I saw some of them little slights on their necks, but I couldn't tell.
Oh.
Because I was wondering if there's just kids that are there trying to play with them to keep them until they have enough of them to then battery up, because you can see they all have, like, power levels, essentially. They're shinning. Makes me want to watch The Simpsons again.
Okay.
You mean The Shining? No, you can't say it.
Do you want to get shinned? All right, so we both say skip Dark Tower in the theater, but see it.
Still see it.
Depending on your point of view, if you're the movie or the book lover or not.
Yeah.
But we're coming, at least me, I'm completely fresh.
I'm pretty damn fresh.
All right.
I'm super fresh.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was episode 203 of Sprinkles and Geeks. Over Sprinkles and Geek, I'm Matt.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
You want to sing?
Yeah.
What do you want to sing, honey?
My tangle song.
Oh, you want to sing your tangle song?
Yeah.
Okay.
I make the one that same one.
We'll sing it.
Go ahead.
I can't be. I like it. So I touch the rest of my hand. I just saw eyes and I touch the mom on my face. Oh, dear. It's not what happened to me, nose veil. Eyes fail. Rest the rest of my hair.
Yay! Good job!
Thank you very much, Renaud.